Lance Mackey's powerful team has pulled away from everybody else in the Iditarod. He's showing what his team can do, but other prior winners are moving up. I'm Steve Heimel.
Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
The earlier top contenders are falling back. In the case of Bjørnar Andersen and Team Norway, out of the Iditarod completely. Andersen got so physically beat up coming out of the Alaska Range and through the farewell burn that he decided to scratch. Yesterday's leader, Aaron Burmeister, is slogging over the hills out of Iditarod with Sebastian Schnulla and Mitch Seavey hours now behind Lance Mackey. In this year of deep snow, dog count has turned out to be a critically important factor. Aaron Burmeister is down to 12 dogs. So are Sim Smith and Paul Gebhardt. Hugh Neff has 13. Sebastian Schnulla has 15. Mitch Seavey has 14. But Lance Mackey still has all 16 of his dogs. Yes, as they always say, it's really all about the dogs. APRN's Annie Fite has more.
Two-time defending champion Lance Mackey has pushed his dogs harder and farther than any other musher. He's the first to run the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod back-to-back with many of the same dogs and win. And he pioneered the style of pulling extra long runs at the end of the race, cutting rest. This year, he says at least one-third of his team of canine athletes are rookies, but that shouldn't matter.
I don't have quite a few of my veterans from the last couple years. Hobo, Handsome, Foster, Stitch, Fudge, Hayden, none of them are here, but we're replacing those with some 2 and 3 year olds that are very enthusiastic, and you know, all the old timers were once young too, and they did me just fine.
On the other hand, Nenana musher Aaron Burmeister is relying on a lot of veterans on his team. He says he has several key dogs, including Elam, Atla, Wade, and Ursula, who have been racing with him for many years.
Dogs are family. We raise them. We grow up with them. They're just like kids. So you know each and every dog's little bark and their nuances and get to know them really well.
If they can, mushers prefer to have several potential lead dogs on their team. Rookie Harry Alexi from Bethel trained with Mackey and is using that strategy. He says being able to switch the dogs around will help ensure they don't burn out.
They're your best friends. You have to, main goal is to take care of them as you want to be taken care of. So I'll give them my 110%. Dogs come first in this race. The musher second.
Alexi is sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard. At the Rainy Pass checkpoint, another rookie, Lou Packer, decided to move his dogs around before setting off on the trail.
Butt. Move your dog butt. Thank you. Come on. Excuse me.
Packer marvels at the ability of sled dogs to run long and then recover quickly.
No other animal can do what these guys can do. They can run 100 miles in a day and get up and do it again the next day, 100 miles. And they can do it day in and day out.
And running as hard as they do, the dogs still seem to find ways to do the things that dogs do. Here's one of his favorite moments on the trail so far.
Oh. Well, we were running along, and Tempe was running next to Bear, and he reached over and gave Bear a peck on the cheek, and then Bear leaned over and gave him a kiss on the cheek. It was very sweet.
On the trail?
Yeah, we're just zooming down the trail.
Packer says his main objective is making sure his dogs are happy and healthy, and he says he's depending on them not just to successfully deliver him to Nome, but for his survival. With help from David Shurtleff, I'm Annie Fite.
Back in the pack, former champs Jeff King and Rick Swenson are still running with 15 dogs. King was among the leaders, but extended his rest through the night in Iditarod as Swenson's team approached this morning. King always runs his own race, and Swenson is powerfully motivated to get a sixth win in before the decade ends. But at this point, the unpredictable would have to intrude to hold back Lance Mackey. But almost half the trail is still ahead, including the unpredictable Yukon River section.
Support for APRN coverage of Iditarod 2009 comes from Spinard Builders, supplying Devo paints, adding color and life to your home. And by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo goes the distance for the Iditarod, an event that brings people together in the spirit of Alaska's heritage. Wells Fargo, the next stage.
This is APRN.